72.
The
kingdom of
justice.
Justice requires wisdom. Justice is equity. Justice is honesty. Justice is also care for others. That's the problem with most rulers in this world. They don't care about anybody but themselves. Exodus 46:18. I hope you go back and study these things.
What did you say? Exodus
46:18.
Maybe just put the pen in the sun, Sayalis, down by Ezekiel. Sayalis.
Sorry. Ezekiel. Not Exodus. Ezekiel 40-48 is the description of the temple.
Ezekiel. You can't say Mandir ko bayan ho.
And when you hear things like this, you need to go and study them, not say, oh, I know something now.
No,
you don't know anything. You need to study.
You
go back and look at this whole context. Write down a list of lessons. What do you learn from every verse? Study. Don't just sit around and talk. Study.
Life's
too short to waste time. People say, how do you do this? Everywhere I go, people say, Brother Cloud, how do you do what you do?
You write hundreds of books.
And you publish a magazine every month.
And
every week you publish your report on the internet.
And you put hundreds
of these reports on the internet. And you teach in Nepal. And you do this and that. How do you do all that? I work hard. You won't see me sitting around doing nothing. For 43 years, you will not see that. You want to get something done in life? Work! Justice is care for others.
Alright.
Ezekiel 46:18. The temple system.
The
prince shall not take of the people's inheritance by oppression to thrust them out of their possession, but he shall give his son's inheritance out of his own possession, that my people be not scattered, scattered every man from his possession.
And yes, Sashakle, Pazako Patrick Sampati Bata, Tisumisu Garela, Tinir Life, Tinir Gadikarko, Bahak Bata Hatara, Gay Naleos, Tarusle Afna Dikarko, Bahak Bata, Afna Sura, Harulai, Patrick Sampati Deos, Yet Hetuleki, Nero Praza, Harek Manis, Afna Dikarko, Bahak Bata, Peter, Peter Nahos.
And so, usually in this world, the prince just takes care of himself. How did Prachanda get rich? How did he send his children overseas? High education.
Or
any of the other leaders. Because they took It wasn't their money. They took the money from people, a lot of poor people, and used it for themselves.
उनीहरुले आफ्नै पैसा लिएर थिएन, तर थुप्रै गरीब मानिसहरुबाट उनीहरुले पैसा लिएर आफ्नो लागि प्रयोग गरे.
Prachanda was born in a poor house. His father's a poor man.
Prachanda एउटा गरीब घरमा परिवारमा जन्मेको हुन्, उसको बुवा गरीब मान्छे.
Or we could use other examples.
अरु उदाहरण पनि दिन सकिन्छ.
But I read about his father.
तर उसको बुवाको बारेमा मैले पढेको थिएँ.
Poor farmer.
एउटा गरीब किसान थिए.
But where's all this money come from now? Gives to his family all this money. This is talking about the prince's family. And Christ will not let him take from the people to give to his family.
मानिसहरूबाट पैसा जुटेर आफ्नो परिवारलाई बाँड्न दिँदैन.
God will give him something and he will have to use that for his family.
परमेश्वरले त्यो शासकलाई केही दिनुहुनेछ अनि त्यसैबाट उसले आफ्नो परिवारको लागि चाहिँ दिनुपर्नेछ.
And so justice is caring for others.
त्यसैले न्याय चाहिँ अरूहरूको वास्ता गर्नु हो.
Like Samuel.
Samuel is the
He didn't use his position to enrich himself.
आफ्नो पदलाई आफूलाई धनी बनाउनको लागि दुरुपयोग गरेन.
He cared about the people.
मानिसहरूको वास्ता गरे.
And those are the men that were ruling Christ's kingdom.
अनि त्यस्तै मानिसहरू नै हुन् तिनीहरू नै हुन् जसले
शासन
गर्नेछन्. त्यो एउटा न्यायपूर्ण राज्य हुने.
Moses was a good example.
मोसा एक असल उदाहरण थियो.
Because he cared for the people.
किनभने उसले मानिसहरूको लागि वास्ता गरे.
And he When they made the golden calf, he punished the leaders with great zeal. He enforced God's law. But at the same time, he interceded with God and begged God to have mercy on the people. And we see his leadership in Exodus 32.
अनि मूसाको नेतृत्व गर्ने काम चाहिँ प्रस्थान 32 अध्यायमा देख्छौँ.
Justice.
न्यायपूर्ण थियो त्यो.
Because justice also has mercy.
किनभने न्याय
has compassion.
न्यायमा चाहिँ दया पनि हुन्छ.
And here we see him after that the people committed that terrible sin.
अनि यहाँ देख्छौँ मूसालाई जब ती मानिसहरूले त्यत्रो त्यो नराम्रो भयङ्कर ठुलो पाप गरे.
And they made a golden calf for the terrible sin.
त्यो सुनको बाछा बनायो जो भयङ्कर ठुलो पाप थियो.
They broke the first law of God.
परमेश्वरको पहिलो आज्ञा नै उनीहरूले तोडे.
The very God that had loved them and helped them.
त्यही परमेश्वरको आज्ञा जसले उनीहरूलाई प्रेम गर्नुभएको थियो र सहायता गर्नुभएको थियो.
And Moses judged those leaders.
अनि मूसाले ती अगुवाहरूलाई सजाय दिए.
In verses 25-28.
25-28 पदहरूमा. अनि जब उहाँले यिनलाई प्रस्थान 32:25 अनि जब मूसाले मानिसहरूलाई नाङ्गा भएका देखे किनकि हारूनले तिनीहरूलाई तिनीहरूका शत्रुको सामु हाँसोको पात्र बनाउनलाई तिनीहरूलाई नाङ्गा पारेका थिए तब मूसाले छाउनेको मूल ढोकामा उभिएर भने परम प्रभुको पक्षमा को छ त्यो मौका आओस् तब लेवीका सबै सन्तानहरू उनी कहाँ भेला भए अनि उनले उनीहरूलाई भने परम प्रभु इजरायलका परमेश्वर यस्तो भन्नुहुन्छ तिमीहरू हरेकले आफ्नो तरवार आफ्नो कम्मरमा लिएर छाउनेभरि एक मूल ढोकादेखि अर्को मूल ढोकासम्म वरेर पर जाऊ अनि हरेकले आफ्नो भाइलाई हरेकले आफ्नो साथीलाई हरेकले आफ्नो छिमेकीलाई मार अनि लेवीका सन्तानहरूले मूसाको वचन अनुसार गरे अनि त्यस दिन मानिसहरूबाट लगभग 3,000 जति पुरुषहरू मारिए.
Yes, he enforced God's law.
यहाँ देख्छ मूसाले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको कानूनलाई लागू गरे.
He exercised judgment.
उनले न्याय र अनुशासन कारवाही गर्ने काम गरे.
We need that in the churches.
मण्डलीहरूमा हामीलाई यो चाहिन्छ.
People sin and must be disciplined.
मानिसहरूले जब पाप गर्छन् सदस्यहरूले यहाँ न्याय गरिनुपर्छ अथवा अनुशासन गरिनुपर्छ.
Equitable discipline, treating people the same.
यो अनुशासन चाहिँ निष्पक्षतामा हुनुपर्छ सबैलाई बराबर समान व्यवहार गरिनुपर्छ.
But also compassion.
तर साथसाथै
And we see that in verse 31 through
34. अनि मूसा परमप्रभुका फर्केर गए र भने हाय यी मानिसहरूले ठूलो पाप गरेका छन् र आफ्ना निम्ति सुनका देवताहरू बनाएका छन् तरै पनि तिनीहरूको पाप क्षमा गर्नुहोस् तर हुँदैन भने म बिन्ती गर्दछु बरु तपाईँले लेख्नुभएको आफ्नो पुस्तकबाट मेरो नाम मेटिदिनुहोस् तब परमप्रभुले मूसालाई भन्नुभयो जसले मेरो विरोधमा पाप गरेको छ त्यसैलाई म मेरो पुस्तकबाट मेटिदिनेछु यो कारण अब जाओ र यी मानिसहरूलाई मैले तिमीलाई बताएको ठाउँमा डोर्याएर लैजाऊ हेर मेरो दूत तिम्रो अघि जानेछ तै पनि जुन दिन म दण्ड दिनेछु त्यस दिन म तिनीहरूलाई तिनीहरूको पापको दण्ड पनि दिनेछु
So Moses pleaded with God for those sinful people.
यसरी मूसाले ती पापी जनहरूका निम्ति अन्तर्विन्तीको प्रार्थना गरे
So all of the rulers in Christ's kingdom will be like this. This should be true in the churches. But it's not true in Nepal. You better not be a leader if God hasn't called you. James 3:1 says you will receive the greater condemnation. Greater judgment.
बोलाउनु भएको छैन भने तपाईँ अगुवा नबन्नुहोस् किनभने याकुब 3:1 भन्छ तपाईँले झन् ठुलो दण्ड पाउनुहुनेछ
हामीलाई
मण्डलीहरूमा असल अगुवाहरू चाहिएको छ
त्यसैले
यस्तो सानो झलक दोस्रो इतिहास
Second Chronicles 19.
Ninth Adhyayama dekhdachhau.
Jehoshaphat led a revival, spiritual revival.
Unle ek aarthik jagriti lyaye.
And here we see a little foreview of Christ's kingdom.
Ani yaha chai Christko rajya ko euta sano purva darshan jhalak yaha dekhdachhau.
And verses
5-11. अनि तिनले युदाका सबै प्रकारले घेरेका शहरहरूमा देशभरि हरेक शहरमा न्यायकर्ताहरू नियुक्त गरे र ती न्यायकर्ताहरूलाई भने तिमीहरू जे गर्छौ त्यसमा होसियार रह किनभने तिमीहरूले मानिसहरूका निम्ति होइन तर परमप्रभुका निम्ति न्याय गर्दछौ जो न्याय गर्दा तिमीहरूको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ यसै कारण अब तिमीहरूमाथि परमप्रभुको डर रहोस् होसियार भएर यो काम गर किनकि परमप्रभु हाम्रा परमेश्वरसित कुनै अन्याय चल्दैन न त पक्षपात न त घुसखोरी नै चल्छ अनि उनीहरू यरुसलेममा फर्केपछि योशपातले यरुसलेममा पनि परमप्रभुको न्याय गर्नका निम्ति र मुद्दा बहसहरूका निम्ति लेबीहरू र पुजारीहरूबाट र इजरायलका पिता पुर्खाहरूका प्रधानहरूबाट कतिलाई नियुक्त गरे अनि तिनले उनीहरूलाई यसो भन्दै आज्ञा गरे यसरी तिमीहरूले परमप्रभुको डर राखेर विश्वास योग्य भएर र सिद्ध हृदय लिएर काम गर अनि आफ्ना शहरहरूमा बसोबास गर्ने तिमीहरूका दाजुहरू भाइहरूबाट कुनै मुद्दा तिमीहरूका आउला चाहे रक्तपातको विषयमा होस् चाहे व्यवस्था आज्ञा नियमहरू र न्याय वचनहरूको विषयमा होस् परमप्रभुको विरोधमा अपराध नगर्नु भन्दै तिनीहरूलाई चेतावनी देऊ नत्र भने तिमीहरूमाथि र तिमीहरूका दाजुभाइहरूमाथि क्रोध आइपर्नेछ यसो गर र तिमीहरूले अपराध गर्ने छैन अनि हेर परमप्रभुका सबै काम कुराहरूको सम्बन्धमा प्रधान पुजारी अमर याह तिमीहरूका अधिकारी हुनेछन् यहुदाको घरानाका शासक इस्माइलका छोरा जबद्याह चाहिँ राजाका सबै काम कुराहरूको सम्बन्धमा अधिकारी हुनेछन् तिमीहरूको सामु लेबीहरू पनि अफिसरहरू हुनेछन् पलिया हो र यो काम गर अनि परमप्रभु भलो मानिसको साथमा हुनुहुनेछ
अगुवाहरूको
लागि साहस चाहिन्छ बलियो भनेको छ साहस चाहिन्छ
Most of the preachers I know are cowards.
मैले चिनेको धेरै जस्तो प्रचारकहरू चाहिँ डरपोकहरू छन्
That's true.
यो साँचो हो
It's courage to preach God's word.
परमेश्वरको वचन प्रचार गर्नलाई
takes courage to give discipline to sinners that don't repent. When you give discipline, people get upset.
And
the family gets together.
Oh,
and they get angry at the leader.
We've
had that happen. So it takes courage.
Well,
where does that courage come from? Verse
9.
And this shall you do in the fear of the Lord. That's where the courage comes from. We don't have courage. Every man has fear. I have fear. But courage comes from God. And if you fear God more than you fear man, you have courage. And those are the kind of men that will rule in Christ's kingdom. They were appointed, they were overseen by the high priest, verse
11.
And who is the high priest?
Mahapujari se kon huncha ta?
Christ!
Christ huncha.
He is the great high priest.
Wani maha.
Well, he's the high priest in the churches.
Waha mandali haru ma pani mahapujari huncha.
But we just don't obey him.
Samanyata waha ko.
He walked in the midst of the churches, Revelation 2 and 3. He's the high priest. But in the kingdom, he will be the high priest. He will be the king.
It's
such a different world. If you're cheated today, nobody cares. I was reading about these Nepali band, they go overseas to work. They go to India to work. And the report said when they're coming home, they save up the money and they're coming home. They get near the Nepali border there, and there are many thieves.
India-Nepal border near Aipuksan, they have three children for here.
And the thieves steal their money while they're sleeping. Or they give them drugs. And then they steal their money. And they work so long and so hard. And they cry out to the police. Do the police care? No. Nothing. Maybe the police took it. They cry out to the government. The judges. Do they care? Not at all. Not in this world. But in Christ's kingdom it will not be like that. If someone steals your body and you cry out, the rulers will help you. And they will punish that thief. What a different world. I look forward to that world. I do not like this world. That's why God, Christ said, pray, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will is done in heaven today. But not here. So pray that the kingdom will come, because that's when the will of God will be done.
We're
looking at Psalm 72. There will be justice. That's a wonderful thing. And then there will be the rule with the rod of iron. Right? Verse 4, he shall judge the poor of the people, he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. And that is called many places in the Bible the rod of iron. The oppressor.
Atyatari.
Break him in pieces.
Like tukra tukra parnunisa.
That means he's dead.
Eskumani, umarnisa.
If you're broken in pieces, you're dead. You're not going to oppress anybody else. You're dead. Well, let's look at a few verses that say that. Psalm 9, verse 2. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Break
who? The idolaters. Look at verse 8. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. The heathen, that is the idolatrous nations. God hates idolatry. God hates all of the system that comes out of idolatry. And he's being patient now. And he's offering salvation now. But God hates that system. And when he comes, he's going to break it into pieces. In Psalm 37, verse 1 and
2.
Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green
earth.
And also verse
9
and
10.
Cut like the grass. Cut off. Will not be on this in this world. Verse 20. The wicked shall perish. The enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume in the smoke. They shall consume away. In Proverbs 2, verse
22,
this is coming. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, the transgressor shall be rooted out of it.
And aparadhi haru tyaha bata ukhalinecha.
Rooted out by the roots.
Zara bata ukhalinechan bhaneko cha.
The wicked.
Dushta haru.
The thieves.
Chor haru.
The oppressors.
Ti atyachari haru.
The bribe takers.
Ti ghus khori haru.
Rooted out by the roots.
Zarai sanga ukhalinechan.
Cut off from the earth.
Prithvi bata katinechan.
In Isaiah 45, this is coming. It's not poetry. This is reality. This is coming. Isaiah 45, verse 23 and 24.
Jeszcze jak pamięta list do Tejstrosa Ulisma.
I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee should bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in the Lord, I have righteousness. And even to him shall men come. All that are incensed against him shall be ashamed.
Maile aapne naam ma kasam khaayega chu. Dharmikta saath mero mukh bata bachan nikera gayeko cha. Ra tyo parkane chaina. Mero saamu harek ghoda dekhine cha. Harek jibro le kasam khane cha. Kasaile bhanne cha. Nishchay param prabhu ma mero dharmikta ra bal cha. Waha kane manisharu aune chan. तर उहाँसँग क्रोधित हुने सबै लज्जित हुनेछ.
Yeah, those that are angry at him, angry at Christ.
Christ सँग रिसाउने.
The whole world's angry at Christ.
सारा संसार क्रिस्चियनहरू.
And they're shaking their fist at God. Don't tell me how to live, they say to God.
परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा आफ्नो मुट्ठी कसेर चाहिँ देखाउने छ.
Don't tell me there's. I'm sorry.
मलाई चाहिँ कसरी जिउनुपर्छ भनेर मलाई नभन्नुहोस् भनेर परमेश्वरलाई भन्दैछ.
Don't tell me there's only one way of salvation.
मुक्ति पाउने एउटा मात्र बाटो छ भनेर मलाई नभन्नुहोस्.
No, get out of my life.
होइन, हाम्रो जीवनलाई छोडिदिनुहोस्.
Angry at God.
उनीहरू परमेश्वरसँग रिसाइरहेको.
Go out and try to tell them about Jesus.
जब हामी उनीहरूलाई यीशुको बारेमा बताउन जान्छौँ.
And many times they get angry.
धेरै पटक उनीहरू.
Don't talk about Christ here. We're Hindus.
हामी चाहिँ ख्रिस्टको कुरा नगर्नुहोस्. हामी हिन्दू हौ.
Yeah, there's a day coming.
मध्यम प्रसूति अस्पतालमा गएको थिएँ.
अनि
त्यहाँ मैले पुस्तिकाहरू बाँड्दै थिएँ.
Most of the people were very friendly.
धेरै जसो मानिसहरू मिलनसार.
Even the nurses.
नर्सहरू.
One man came up to me right in front of me and said, "You can't do that here."
तर एउटा मान्छे त्यहाँ आयो र मेरो अगाडि आएर भने, "यो तपाईँले यहाँ गर्न सक्नुहुन्न."
So I work for the hospital. You can't do that.
म यहाँ अस्पतालमा काम गर्ने मान्छे हुँ. तपाईँ यहाँ काम गर्न त्यस्तो गर्न मिल्दैन.
I said, "Well, the people want it."
मैले भने, तर मान्छेहरूले चाहिरहेछन्.
He said, "You can't do that."
अनि उसले भने, तपाईँ यो गर्न सक्नुहुन्न.
I said, "Who are you?"
मैले भने, तपाईँ को हुनुहुन्छ.
He said, "I am Shiva." Probably his name, but he was Shiva the devil.
उसले भने, म शिवा हो. उसको नाम शिवा नै होला, तर त्यो त शैतान हो.
But the day of judgment is coming.
तर न्यायको दिन आउँदैछ.
Isaiah 60 verse 12.
यशायाह 60:12.
For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. 60 verse 12.
यशायाह 60:12. किनकि जुन जाति र जुन राज्यले तेरो सेवा गर्दैनन् कि नाश हुनेछन् अनि ती जातिहरू बिल्कुलै उजाड पारिनेछन्.
They'll perish.
उनीहरू नाश हुनेछन्.
Utterly wasted.
बिल्कुलै उजाड पारिनेछ.
So Jesus will do that.
तपाईँ भन्नुहुन्छ, यीशुले त्यस्तो गर्नु.
Jesus is God.
यीशु परमेश्वर.
Jesus is holy.
उहाँ पवित्र हुनुहुन्छ.
And today he is the lamb that wants to save.
आज चाहिँ उहाँ बचाउन चाहनुहुने ठुमा.
But in Revelation we read about the wrath of the Lamb.
तर प्रकाशको पुस्तकमा हामी ठुमाको क्रोधको बारेमा पढ्दछौँ.
The world will hide it. The men will cry out for the mountains to fall on us.
अनि मानिसहरू
hide us from the face of him.
पहाडहरूलाई भन्नेछन्, हामी माथि खस र उहाँको अनुहारदेखि हामीलाई लुका.
So that's Nepal.
नेपालमा.
No place has mountains higher than Nepal.
नेपालको जस्तो अल्गो अल्गो पर्वतहरू त कहाँ छ.
And they will cry out, "Fall on us!"
अनि उनीहरू कराउनेछन्, भन्नेछन्, हामी माथि खस.
Better that than God's judgment.
त्यो नै बरु बेस हुन्थ्यो परमेश्वरको दण्डमा पर्नुभन्दा त.
Who will tell on that?
कसले उनीहरूलाई त्यो भन्नेछ?
It's in their heart, they know it's coming.
उनीहरूको हृदयमा त्यो छ.
Every man knows judgment is coming.
सबै मान्छेलाई थाहा छ, न्याय आउँदैछ.
And know it, even though they try to say they don't believe it. Romans 1 says that they squelch the truth. Is that Romans 1?
Your Romi 1 ma.
They hold the truth and unrighteousness in verse
18. They
hold down the truth and unrighteousness.
How does it say that? Yes. किनकि सत्यलाई अधर्ममा दबाई राख्छन्.
Yeah, men know it's coming.
But
they try to lie to themselves.
तर उनीहरू आफैसँग झूठ बोल्न कोसिस गर्छन् यसको बारेमा.
Rod of iron is coming.
अलामको डण्डा आउँदैछ.
Revelation 2:27.
प्रकाश 2:27.
He shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received from my father. Let's read verse 26 and 27.
प्रकाश दिगो अनि जसले जय पाउँछ र अन्तसम्म मेरा कामहरू सम्हाली राख्छ उसलाई म जातिहरूमाथि अधिकार दिनेछु अनि उसले तिनीहरूमाथि फलामको दण्डाले शासन गर्नेछ तिनीहरू कुमालेका भाँडाहरू नै टुक्रा टुक्रा पारिनेछन् जसरी मैले पनि मेरा पिताबाट अधिकार पाएको छु.
Rule the nations with a rod of iron.
उहाँले जाति जातिहरूमाथि चाहिँ फलामको दण्डाले शासन
गर्नुहुन्छ.
प्रत्येक राष्ट्रलाई यसरी
break them like a pot.
अनि यिनीहरूलाई एउटा माटो भाँडालाई जस्तै टुक्रा पार्नुहुन्छ. फुटाउनुहुन्छ.
Strike the pot and it just breaks into pieces.
जस्तो भाँडालाई हिर्काइन्छ र त्यो टुक्रा टुक्रा गएर फुट्छ.
That will happen to the wicked nations. They took all of God's blessings and they shook their fists in his face.
किनभने उनीहरूले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको सबै आशिषहरूलाई चाहिँ उनीहरूले हसुरे तर परमेश्वर विरुद्धमा आफ्नो मुठी कसेर देखाए.
They heard the gospel but they didn't care.
उनीहरूले सुसमाचार सुने तर कुनै वास्ता राखेन.
They said to God, get away from us.
हामीले भन्नु परमेश्वरलाई भने हामीलाई छोडेर गइदिनुस्.
God be patient now.
परमेश्वर धैर्यवान भइरहनु
हुन्छ. But the judgment is coming.
तर न्याय आउँदैछ.
In chapter 12 verse 5, Revelation 12:5.
प्रकाशको 12:5.
And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. The child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
अनि उसले फलामको दण्डा लिएर सारा जातिहरूमाथि शासन गर्ने एउटा छोरो जन्माई अनि उसको बालक परमेश्वर कहाँ त्यो उहाँको सिंहासनमा उठाइयो.
This is not Mary, this is Israel. The woman is Israel.
स्त्री भनेको मरियम होइन यो त इजरायल हो.
And she brought forth the man child which was Jesus.
किनभने तिनले नै इजरायलले नै एउटा बालक जन्माए छोरो जन्माए जो चाहिँ यीशु हुनुहुन्छ.
But he is also God.
तर उहाँ परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
And after he suffered on the cross, he rose from the dead and went up to sit on the throne again.
अनि उहाँ क्रूसमा दुःख भोगिसक्नु भएपछि उहाँ फेरि बौरेर उठ्नु भयो र स्वर्ग रोहन हुनु भएर त्यहाँ सिंहासनमा विराजमान हुनुहुन्छ.
Sitting at the right hand of the Father.
पिताको दाहिने हातमा बसिरहनु भएको छ.
Waiting.
उहाँको आफ्नो आगमनको दिन.
Now he's the high priest of all of his people.
अहिले उहाँ आफ्नो सबै जनहरूको पक्षमा महापुजारी काम गरिदिनुहुन्छ.
Always helping them.
सधैँ उनीहरूलाई सहायता गरिदिनुहुन्छ.
And he is the Lord of the harvest.
अनि उहाँ नै फसलका प्रभु हुनुहुन्छ.
But he's waiting for his coming.
उहाँको आफ्नो आगमनलाई पर्खिरहनु भएको छ.
We don't know when that will be.
कहिले हुनेछ हामीलाई थाहा छैन.
And so the rod of iron is the rule of the rod of iron.
त्यसैले फलामको दण्डाको शासनको कुरा छ यहाँ.
What's it mean? It means Christ will be King of Kings.
यसको माने के हो? यसको माने हो उहाँ चाहिँ राजाहरूको राजा हुनुहुन्छ.
He will be Lord of Lords.
उहाँ चाहिँ प्रभुहरूको प्रभु हुनुहुन्छ.
Over the whole earth.
सम्पूर्ण पृथ्वीमा.
Over every nation.
सबै देश देशमा.
Over every individual.
प्रत्येक व्यक्ति व्यक्तिमाथि.
Over every part of society.
समाजको एक एक भागमाथि.
His good law will be the law of the world.
उहाँको असल नियम नै संसारको नियम हुनेछ.
And not one person will say, I don't obey his law.
एउटै व्यक्तिले पनि भन्ने छैन मलाई यो नियम मन पर्ने.
Not one person. If you say that, you're judged.
यदि कसैले त्यसो भन्यो भने ऊ न्यायमा दण्डित हुनेछ.
The laws will be enforced.
ती नियमहरू लागू गरिनेछन्.
Yes, and crimes, evil doers will be punished.
अनि सबै दुष्ट काम गर्नेहरूले दण्ड पाउनेछन्.
That is the rod of iron.
यसलाई नै भनिन्छ फलामको दण्डाको शासन.
Governments today should be such governments.
आजको सरकारहरू त्यस्तो खालको सरकारहरू हुनु पर्थ्यो.
Romans 13.
रोमी 13 अध्यायमा
but they're not. Some are better than others. But this is the job of the government, is to rule righteously. And punish the evildoers. Romans 13:1-4. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then be not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he's the minister of God to thee for good. If thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a avenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
हरेक मानिस उच्च अधिकारीहरूको अधीनतामा रहोस् किनकि कुनै अधिकारी छैन जो परमेश्वरबाटको होइन अनि जो अधिकारीहरू छन् ती परमेश्वरद्वारा नियुक्त गरिएका हुन् यसकारण जसले अधिकारीको विरोध गर्दछ त्यसले परमेश्वरकै विधिलाई विरोध गर्दछ अनि विरोध गर्नेहरूले आफूलाई दण्ड ल्याउनेछन् किनकि शासकहरू असल कामहरूका निम्ति होइन तर खराब कामहरूका निम्ति डरका कारण हुन् के तिमी अधिकारीसँग डराउन चाहँदैन असल काम गर र तिमीले अधिकारीबाट प्रशंसा पाउनेछौ किनकि तिमी भलाइका निम्ति तिम्रा लागि परमेश्वरका सेवक हुन् तर तिमी खराब काम गर्दछौ भने डराऊ किनकि तिमीले व्यर्थमा तरवार भिर्दैनन् किनकि तिमी त खराब काम गर्नेमाथि क्रोध प्रकट गरी बदला लिने परमेश्वरका सेवक हुन्
Bless the good doers and punish the evil doers.
त्यसले सरकारको जिम्मेवारी भनेको असल काम गर्नेहरूलाई आशिष दिन खराब काम गर्नेहरूलाई सजाय दिन.
Is that what the government does?
के सरकारले त्यस्तो गर्ने गर्छ?
No. God gives the government a sword.
सरकारलाई परमेश्वरले तरवार दिन दिनुभएको छ.
The sword is not what you discipline your son with.
तरवार भनेको चाहिँ आफ्नो छोरालाई अनुशासन गर्ने कुरा त होइन
that's what you kill people with
तरवार भनेको त मान्छेलाई मार्ने
त्यो
चाहिँ मृत्यु दण्ड
God gives government that authority
परमेश्वरले सरकारलाई त्यो अधिकार दिनुभएको छ
but the governments today do not obey God
राज्यका सरकारहरू परमेश्वरको आज्ञा मान्दैनन्
but this will be true in Christ
तर ख्रीष्टको राज्यमा चाहिँ यो सत्य हुनेछ
men will not be allowed to shake their fist at God
परमेश्वरको विरोधमा आफ्नो मुट्टी कसेर देखाउनलाई चाहिँ मानिसहरूलाई अनुमति दिने छैन
we see this in Christ's sermon on the mount
यो कुरा ख्रीष्टले धानमा दिनुभएको उपदेशमा देख्दछौँ
the rule by a rod of iron
फलामको दण्डले हुने शासन देख्छौँ त्यहाँ
in Matthew 5
मत्ती 5 अध्याय
Preached on the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
गालिलको समुद्रको किनारमा प्रचारिएको यो उपदेश.
Upon a little hill.
र डाँडामाथि बाटा.
Matthew 5:21-26.
मत्ती 5:21 देखि 26 सम्म.
You've heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Reka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Wherefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, the judge delivered thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing.
तिमीहरूले सुनेका छौ पुराना समयहरूलाई यो भनिएको थियो तिमीले हत्या नगर र जसले हत्या गर्ला त्यो न्यायको योग्य हुनेछ तर म तिमीहरूलाई भन्दछु जो कोही आफ्नो भाइसँग बिना कारण रिसाउँछ त्यो न्यायको योग्य हुनेछ अनि जसले आफ्नो भाइलाई निकम्मा भन्ला त्यो महासभाको योग्य हुनेछ र जसले हे मूर्ख भन्ला त्यो नरकको आगोको योग्य हुनेछ। यसकारण तिमीले आफ्नो भेटी डेरीमा ल्यायो भने र त्यहाँ तिम्रो विरोधमा तिम्रो भाइको केही छ भन्ने सम्झना भयो भने आफ्नो भेटी त्यही डेरीको हजुरतिर छोड र जाऊ, पहिले आफ्नो भाइसँग मेलमिलाप गर, त्यसपछि आएर आफ्नो भेटी छ। बाटोमा आफ्नो विरोधीसँग हुँदाखेरि नै झट्टै उसित मिलाप गरिहाल, नत्र कुनै घडी विरोधीले तिमीलाई न्यायकर्ताको हातमा सुम्पिदेला र न्यायकर्ताले तिमीलाई अफिसरको हातमा सुम्पिदेला, अनि तिमी झ्यालखानाभित्र फालिनु पर्ला। म तिमीलाई चाँचो भन्दछु, तिमीले अन्तिम पैसा नतिरेसम्म तिमी त्यहाँबाट कुनै रीतिले निस्कने छैन।
So even, now see this has never happened before on earth. This is not the church, we don't have prisons. I wish we did, but we don't. We don't have that authority yet.
But
this is Christ's kingdom. And so you're angry with your brother without a cause.
You're in danger of the
judgment.
It's
Christ's kingdom.
You
get angry at that person.
See,
what is the law of God? Love God, love your neighbor
as yourself.
This will be a kingdom of love.
And
Christ will not allow you to get angry with your brother without getting his help.
अनि आफ्नो भाइसँग रिसाएको चाहनुहुन्न, त्यसलाई मिलाप गरेको चाहनुहुन्छ।
So you're angry, but you don't have a cause.
तपाईँ रिसाइरहनु भएको छ तर कारण छैन त्यहाँ।
Maybe you're offended.
हुनसक्छ तपाईँलाई चाहिँ कुनै कुरामा
तपाईँलाई
त्यो भनेको मलाई मन परेन।
I walked by them and they didn't say anything to me.
Maybe
they were thinking about
something.
People get offended very easily.
Amazing.
But that kind of thing is important to God. He tells us to love one another. You can't carry that anger in your heart and that offense. God wants it to be dealt with.
तपाईले आफ्नो हृदयमा त्यस्तो खालको रिस लिएर अथवा अर्कासँग त्यस्तो चिडिएर हिँडिरहेको चाहनुहुन्न, त्यो कुरा चाहिँ मिलाएको चाहनुहुन्छ।
त्यो
कसरी गर्ने त्यो सिकाउनु
भएको,
भाइसँग गएर कुरा गर्नु
भनेर
तपाईँले भन्नुहुन्छ माफ गर्नुहोस् मेरो गल्ती भएको छ।
Whatever, you work it out.
अब जेसुले त्यो थियो त्यो सब मिलाउनु पर्छ।
God cares about a relationship.
परमेश्वरले यो सम्बन्धहरूको बारेमा चाहिँ एकदम चासो छ।
हेर्नु त्यहाँ, but you say to your brother, wake up,
and
it's a strong term. You're speaking against your brother in a strong way.
You're in
danger of the council.
There
will be councils,
and when
there's sin or crime, a problem that people will be brought before the council.
And they will
rule.
And
they will give
punishments.
But whosoever shall say thou fool shall be in danger of
hellfire.
The word fool itself is not wrong.
अब यो मूर्ख भन्ने शब्द आफै नै गलत त होइन।
Paul called some people fools.
पावलले कोही व्यक्तिहरूलाई मूर्खहरू भनेर सम्बोधन गरे।
Jesus himself called people fools.
येशु आफैले पनि केही व्यक्तिहरूलाई मूर्खहरू भन्नुभयो।
Like in Luke 24,
जस्तै कि लुका 24 मा
in verse 25. Now see, Jesus is not smiling all the time.
Oh, yes. Yeshu jaili pani hasil mukh liera hidirahnu hudaina. Athwa hasiraeko jaili pani hudaina.
He is walking along talking to his disciples.
Waha yaha chelaharusanga kura gardai waha hidirahnu bhayeko cha.
After the resurrection.
Bauli uthnu bhayepachiko kura
ho. They didn't know who it was.
Tiniharule ta chinenan waha ko hunuhuncha bhanera.
And they're talking to him.
उनीहरू उहाँसित कुरा गर्दैछन्।
But they don't believe the resurrection.
तर उनीहरु बौरी उठाइमा विश्वास गरिरहेका छैनन्.
Look what he says to them.
हेर्नुस के भन्नुभयो उनीहरुलाई उहाँले.
Oh, fools! And slow to heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
हे निर्बुद्धिहरु हो र भविष्यवक्ताहरुले भनेका सबै कुराहरुलाई विश्वास गर्नमा सुस्त हृदय भएकाहरु हो.
निर्बुद्धि, okay. Interesting to see how the different words use. One without wisdom. And what's the word in Matthew?
Murka.
Murka. Okay. Just one second. I want to see something here.
Actually, I could check this.
That might be a different word. Interesting to see. Okay, you got Matthew 5. 22. Is moros. Those different blah blah blah. Okay, the other one is Luke 24. This is a different word. Okay, that's good. But it's a strong word. It said you don't have any wisdom.
Nirbuddhi.
And I need to look this up, but I know he also used the other word, fool. You fools and blind.
Matthew 23:17. He murka andhar ho.
Jesus called people fools.
Oh, from Yeshua, manisalai murka bani samudan dhanuva.
And so, why is it wrong for me to call somebody fool?
Yes,
why?
Maile argalai murka bani kina bai na.
It is talking about speaking in a hated way.
But you say bastama, kasalai ghina ko bhavana le manubhav liera.
And people do that all the time. Calling people names because they're angry. Comes out of the old fallen heart. And if we do that, those who do that in the kingdom will be in danger of hellfire. If you do that today, the government will not punish you. You go before the judge and you say, that person called me a fool. And the judge will laugh. Who cares? But in Christ's kingdom, this kind of thing will be punished.
Now,
if you're saved, you will be there. But you won't be doing that. But you will have a resurrection body. You won't have the old nature.
But
these are the natural people that are there.
मानिसहरू नरकको आगोमा फेकिन सक्छन्.
We might see that in Isaiah, the last chapter of Isaiah.
त्यो कुरा सर यशायाको अन्तिम अध्यायमा हामी हेर्न सक्छौँ.
From the last verse.
अन्तिम पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
They shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring of all flesh.
अघि 66:24 अनि उनीहरू निस्कनेछन् र ती मानिसहरूका लासहरू हेर्नेछन् जसले मेरो विरोधमा अपराध गरेका थिए किनकि न तिनीहरूको किरा मर्नेछ न तिनीहरूको आगो निभ्नेछ अनि तिनीहरू सबै प्राणीहरूका निम्ति घृणित ठहरिनेछन् ठहरनेछन् यो राज्यको समयको कुरा हो
Very fearful verse.
ज्यादै डरलाग्दो पद छ
The lake of fire is very fearful.
नरकको आग ज्यादै डरलाग्दो कुरा हो
You don't even want to put your finger in the candle.
एउटा मैनबत्तीको आगोमा तपाईँ आफ्नो औँला धरि चाहिँ राख्न चाहनुहुन्न
But how about in the lake of fire forever?
तर सदा सर्वदा आगोको झिलमा पर्नु चाहिँ कस्तो हुन्छ त
But it says they go forth and look upon.
तर यहाँ भनेको छ उनीहरू निस्कनेछन् र ती मानिसहरूका लासहरू हेर्नेछन्
Apparently they will see them there in hell.
यसले यहाँ बुझिन्छ कि त्यहाँ नरकको आगोमा तिनीहरूलाई देख्न सकिनेछ
तिनीहरू
सबै प्राणीहरूका निम्ति घृणित ठहर्नेछ
When Linda's stepfather died about 3 years ago,
जब लिन्डाको लड्केलो बुवा मर्नुभयो 3 वर्ष अगाडि
Linda's mother was Christian.
लिन्डाको आमा चाहिँ क्रिश्चियन हुनुहुन्थ्यो
But her stepfather was not.
तर झर्केलो बुवा चाहिँ क्रिश्चियन हुनुहुन्थ्यो
But he heard the gospel. All his life,
तर जीवनभरि नै उहाँले सुसमाचार सुन्नुभयो
had every opportunity,
विश्वास गर्ने हरेक मौका थियो
never cared,
कहिले वास्ता गरेन
he always said, I'm okay,
जहिले पनि भन्नुहुन्थ्यो मलाई ठिक छ
I'm okay,
मलाई ठिक छ
well he died,
उहाँ मर्नुभयो
sitting in his chair, smoking cigarette, died,
चेयरमा बसेर सिगरेट पिएर बसिरहनुभयो मर्नुभयो
So where is he today?
आज कहाँ हुनुहुन्छ?
He's in hell. Well, Linda went to his funeral.
उहाँ त नरकमा हुनुहुन्छ. अब लिन्डा चाहिँ उहाँको त्यो अन्त्येष्टिमा जानुभएको थियो.
And later I talked to her about that.
अनि त्यसको बारेमा लिन्डासँग कुरा गरेको थिएँ पछि.
I was in another part of the world.
म चाहिँ संसारको अर्कै ठाउँमा थिएँ त्यो बेला.
And she said, well, I looked at him there in the casket.
मैले चाहिँ त्यो बाकसमा उहाँलाई सुताएको लास त्यो देखेँ.
And the only thought I had was, You had every chance. You had no excuse.
मलाई एउटा मात्र विचार आयो तपाईँलाई सबै मौका थियो तपाईँसँग कुनै बहाना छैन
It's not hard. That's not a hard heart.
एउटा कठोर हृदय त होइन
That's
true. सत्य हो
And we're going to see the people in hell and we're going to say you deserve that.
हामीले चाहिँ नरकको आगोमा ती मानिसहरू देख्नेछौँ र हामीले भन्नेछौँ तपाईँले पाउनुपर्ने त्यही नै थियो
You rebels against God.
परमेश्वरको विरोधमा विद्रोही थियो
You enjoyed all of his blessings.
उहाँको सबै आशिषहरू चाहिँ रमायो
You despised his law.
उहाँको व्यवस्थालाई तुच्छ ठान्यो
You rejected his salvation.
उहाँको मुक्तिलाई इन्कार गर्यो
You deserved what you get.
उहाँले जे पाउन तिमीले जे पायो त्यो पाउन तिमी योग्य
There'll be an appointment to all flesh.
तिनीहरू सबै प्राणीहरूका निम्ति घृणित ठहर
We need to understand these things in this present world.
हामीले यही संसारमा हुँदा नै यी कुराहरू बुझ्न खाँचो छ